hard freeze of the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle working our way through another hour of stimulating computer talk. Actually, we're hoping that you'll get something out of one of the conversations or discussions we have so that you can take something away from the show and go, oh, I didn't know that. Or, I won't do that.
Or, man, I did that too.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Hey, before we go on, I'm going to try real hard to find the sound file that allows us to introduce you for your Geek Speak of the Week, you think?
Yeah, just spin the wheel. Let's see what comes out.
No. I want to do this right. How about this one? Oops.
All right.
That's the new theme music for our Geek Speak of the Week. Maybe not. Every week we try to bring you a term that you may have seen in the media, or you hear some arrogant, nerdy, geeky guy trying to make you feel like you're not as smart as he is because he's trying to use words you don't know. Well, we're here to clear that up and give you ammunition so you can tell those people quit being so arrogant.
That's right.
Because I know what that means.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is zero-day exploit.
Zero day exploit. Well, we saw all that all over the news last week, didn't we?
Yes, and it's been around for a long time, but this week it's been in the news a lot. It refers to the exploitation of a vulnerability in a piece of software or an operating system that is released either slightly prior to or on the day they become known to security professionals. Since a corresponding zero-day attack is completely unknown to the general public, it is often impossible to defend against by conventional means.
In other words, you're going to have to get better. That's too technical, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It basically means that, as soon as it means the bad guys find out about the vulnerability before the good guys. And
well, they always do that. Here's the way I explain zero-day vulnerabilities, or zero-day exploits. In the past, they would discover a vulnerability in Windows, and they would talk about it. And it would generally take 2 to 3 months, sometimes 2 to 3 weeks. Actually, it started out being several months before somebody would write an actual exploit, taking advantage of the vulnerability. And then it became about 2 weeks after somebody discovered a vulnerability, somebody would write the code to exploit that.
Right.
0 day means the day that they discover the vulnerability, somebody writes the code and posts it and starts to try to take advantage of people immediately. So there is no time between when they discover it and when they write the fix.
Right.
Or there's no time between when they discover it and when people start trying to attack you using this vulnerability. This vulnerability that basically you may or may not have heard about, but there was quite a bit of hoopla in the media because it was a potentially very dangerous exploit, mm-hmm. or a very dangerous vulnerability that allowed folks to put up a website with images on it and attack you through those images. So you would simply go to a website that had the code written in to look at your machine and say, aha, you're vulnerable, so take a look at this picture, and while you're doing that, it's sending your computer additional code to also install this program or, you know, whatever they want to do.
Right.
By doing that. And they found websites that were doing that.
Thousands.
Yes, but they found them basically the same day that the vulnerability was announced.
Right. Within
and that's
hours.
What that 0 day. There was no time for folks to come up with a fix. And that's, you know, Microsoft at first said, well, we're going to just put a fix out there in our normal cycle every Tuesday.
Right.
Which was next Tuesday, the 10th. And a lot of security companies are saying, you know, this is so dangerous. You know, you shouldn't wait. And in fact, we posted a temporary unofficial fix by a gentleman in Russia who was checked out by all the big security companies, who wrote a temporary patch to not allow that graphics engine in your computer to be taken advantage of. And then with that pressure, and all the talk in the media, Microsoft decided, well, we're not going to wait till Tuesday, and they released it on Friday. Late Thursday.
How does this Russian guy beat an army of programmers working for Microsoft?
Well, the official line is Microsoft said, we've been working on it, but we don't release patches till we've thoroughly tested them. So their testing process, obviously, was a lot more involved than the guy in Russia.
I bet you their computers were running the patch.
Probably. So that's kind of what it's all about. So, you know, we'd love to hear from you folks on terms, geek speak, any of that stuff that you'd like explanations on, because you may be able to look it up on the internet and look at it and go, well, that's how Chad would explain it. I need a Ken explanation. So send us your suggestions of how if you'd like us to explain a term or something that's going on out there, in the suggestions section of our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you'll see a place where you can make a suggestion. Suggest a geek speak for us.
And, of course, if you haven't done so already, go out and get that patch.
If your system is set up for automatic updates, you should have already gotten it.
Check anyway,
If you want to see if you've gotten it, it's real simple. You can just go to your control panel, so Start, Control Panel, and then go to the Add Remove Programs, and look down the list, and you'll see a WMF vulnerability patch. If it's in your system. So if it's not in there, then go out and go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com. Windowsupdate.microsoft.com. And what it'll do is look to see what you're missing and say, here you go.
Or read the article in the Data Doctors newsletter. I've got links to all that
stuff.
Sure.
There's a million different ways to deal with that. So we were speaking with Paul, actually, during the break, who has an older Compaq that has Windows 98. And you're experiencing some performance problems, correct?
Yes, it's running very slow, and I did a recovery disk on that.
So you took the manufacturer's disk that wipes everything out, puts it back to the way it was the day you got it, and after you did that, it worked great for a period of time.
Right, for several months, and then I put the McAfee version 9.0, which it says on the box it should work for Windows 98.
And it does.
And
the problem is you probably have, because it slowed down after sometime after that, correct?
Yes, it did.
What we've found, and we work with thousands of machines across the country every month, what we've found is if you've got an older machine running Windows 98 and you put some of the newer antivirus programs on, it will severely, or noticeably, not severely, but depending upon how old your hardware is, it will create a noticeable impact on your performance. You will notice that it's slowing down.
It takes about 15 minutes when I turn on the computer for it to go past the
in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
Click on the start button for me.
Okay.
And then go to run. We're going to do a quick check here. By the way, folks, if you want this quick check done, no charge at any Data Doctors location, this is what we do. You bring your machine in, and we're just going to go through all this and just show you what
I'm afraid I won't. The computer will not go through the process for another 15 minutes.
Oh, it's still booting up?
It's still booting up.
Wow.
It's that slow.
Might I suggest a calculator?
But I'll record
comments. What I was going to do is actually go in and check to see how many things are loading up in your startup. In other words, over time, if you don't pay attention, things kind of sneak in on you, and more things are telling Windows, "Hey, you got to start me when you start."
Well, I did the I did the maintenance wizard.
Yeah, that's not going to help you.
And that didn't help.
No, that's not going to.
Everything was fine.
Right. No, because it's assuming all the stuff you have in your startup you wanted there. It's not even addressing that issue.
I had Microsoft Money, and I took that off. I uninstalled that.
Yeah, it's going to be more like utilities, security packages.
No.
Freeware.
I don't have anything like that on there. It's very bare bones.
How many icons are down there by your clock?
Just two.
Okay. Right now or normally?
Normally.
Okay. The thing that you may want to try, you're on a dial-up connection, so I'd say just don't go on the internet. And if you want to test my theory, uninstall the McAfee antivirus program and reboot a couple times and see if there's a dramatic difference. 15 minutes is a long time, and that's the kinds of symptoms, not necessarily that long, But that's the kind of thing we do see in older machines and newer antivirus programs.
I see. So. If I could afford and get some money together to get a new computer, what would you advise getting on the basics as far as memory and what I need?
Well, the technical specs are really secondary to somebody sitting down and really understanding what it is you want to do. And so unless you're doing something like video editing or anything that requires additional horsepower, typically the entry-level to mid-level computer is all you need. So you're going to look at $500 to $700 computers that will have varying features. You're going to want a minimum of 512 megabytes of RAM. You're going to want a minimum of pretty much 80 gig is the smallest hard drive most of the entry-level machines are coming with now. But even if it was a 40 right now, I mean, if you're not doing a lot with music and video and photography, that kind of thing, you'll probably, that'll be fine for a long, long time. How long have you had this machine you're on?
I had it since 2000.
Okay, so you've gotten a good 5 years, six years. Okay.
Yeah,
almost six years out of it.
Yeah.
So you've gotten about twice the life out of that thing that we tell most people to expect. If you get a good 3 years out of a PC these days, you're in pretty good shape. And your ability to use older equipment longer has directly to do with the software choices you make and your need to try the latest and greatest and want to do all the latest things. If you're doing the same kinds of things you were doing 5 years ago, then you don't need today's computer. Now, you're going to get to the point where it just becomes, now you're starting to see converging newer software with older hardware, and you're experiencing the difference. And this is the kind of thing we tell people, this is where you are now faced with making a decision. Maybe it's time to move on. You're also on an operating system that's no longer supported by Microsoft, so a lot of the stuff that you need to be able to keep the thing running and keep yourself secure, you're going to get less and less support from that standpoint. From Microsoft. So, in fact, I don't believe, did they come up with a WMF patch?
No.
So, like this new vulnerability they discovered, they're not going to come up with a patch for Windows 98 because they, and we'll double check that. Have you already looked?
No, that's a fact.
Okay.
As of right now, it is. Maybe they're going to come out with one, but they haven't yet.
Yeah, so, I looked and I didn't see one.
Yeah, so there. You're kind of out there flapping in the wind on your own. So that's another indication that maybe it's time to start considering that.
So you think I can get a pretty good new computer for around $500 for what I need?
Yeah, it depends on what you want to do, but anything you get, even at $500, is going to run circles around what you have.
Absolutely. And
so you'll
have a warranty. And
you'll love the performance difference. Plus, it'll be Windows XP with all the security and all those kinds of things. So,
okay.
By the time you get it done with enough memory and make sure you have all the security issues and all the anti-spyware programs and all that stuff so that you are protected in today's internet. Because Windows XP is targeted by the hackers, so you got to make sure you have all the security stuff in there. So,
would you advise going with away from Compaq and Hewlett Packard? Or
yeah, get a Mac.
it's a little tough at that price. If you're happy with the service, if you're happy with the support systems, I mean, that's really what we tell people. If you look beyond the price of the machine and the machine itself, look at what happens when I need help. And if you're comfortable with calling somebody in India or calling somebody and not having a thing where you can just take the machine in somewhere and show somebody, then, the direct marketers or the big box stores where, you can take it in, but you got to wait in line forever.
Right.
If you're comfortable with those things, great. If you're looking for more service, then look for a company that will provide you a lot more service and a lot more convenience, where you can just take it in at any time or call at any time. You actually get a human being that speaks English, and, you have to decide what's more important to you. Because, look, over the last 6 years, how many times did you need help with your machine? It sounds like you might have some friends and family that can help you as well, right?
Yes.
So those are the things you have to consider to make a decision on which computer you're going to buy, as well as the price and so on and so forth.
Hardwares are about the same across the board. You're basically paying for a level of service.
Yeah, because Compaq doesn't actually make the primary components that are in a Compaq computer.
Most manufacturers don't.
Neither does. Well, none of them do. Gateway. I mean, when we custom build a computer for our customers, we're doing the exact same thing that Dell and Compaq and everybody else does.
Right.
Okay. We're just using what we feel are the best parts that we would use.
It's not a data doctor's processor.
I was just lucky to have it last this long.
No, you probably played a part in that. You took care of it, and you didn't constantly load the latest and greatest pieces of software on there. Because this problem you're having today, had you been that type, you probably would have experienced it about 3 years ago.
I see.
Because you kind of kept it, kept it easy, kept it simple, and didn't get crazy with a lot of stuff, you were able to run a lot longer. I mean, I tell people, look, remember the old DOS machines? If you were happy running Windows, or excuse me, DOS and WordPerfect 5.0, or I don't remember which version it was, and Lotus 1.2.3, and you didn't need the internet, and you could work on a machine from 15 years ago and you'd be happy. And there are people that I run across from time to time that still do. And it's because what they're using the computer for and the software that they've chosen is really determining what the hardware needs are.
Uh-huh. But for using internet, I really should go with an upgrade.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I would, yeah, save your money and start looking at the deals that are out there. And there's still good deals out there to be had, so check that out. Paul, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully that helps you out. That indicator tells me that we need to go to break, but when we come back, we've got more for you, including I want to kind of delve into this bye-bye hard drive, hello flash story that I saw. Like, you know, is it the end of the traditional hard drive?
Yeah, I got some cool stuff I'd like to talk about.
So we're going to do that. It's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Mark Salem, inviting you to join me at 11 o'clock.